is the Bible? What is it? It's that thing that we all read, we all understand, we all believe, we all take our lesson, our direction in life. But what is it really? There's some out there that will tell you that the Bible is the answer man. There's a story of a man who picks up the Bible every day, he opens the Bible, and he says, whatever I read, that's my direction in life today. And he picks up the Bible more than money, he opens it up, and he reads, and Judas went out and hanged himself. Really? That's got to be wrong. Try again. Opens it up and read, and lands right smack dab on the verse and says, go eat therefore and do likewise. Is the Bible a minute-to-minute answer? Really? No. No. The Bible does several things, but certainly does not guide and direct your life minute by minute, because if that were true, is there such a thing as free will? If that were true, why is it that this building isn't so full that we have to have 20 services a day, every day, to feed everyone that wants to come in the door? If that were true, and there were no such thing as free will, there would be no need for sacrifice. The Bible is not a minute-to-minute shell answer. I age myself, I'm sorry. The Bible documents what God has revealed to His creation. Not of His creation. To His creation. What has He revealed about Himself to His creation? The Bible provides rules and principles by which God wishes you to live, to act, to understand, and to ultimately end up with Him in eternal bliss and worship to Him. Pretty cool. It provides the pathway to eternal life. Well, what is that pathway? If you look at, I'm going to turn real briefly to Romans chapter 6, in verses 1 through 4, he says, what things shall I say? Should we continue in sin that grace should abound? By no means. For how can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we've been buried with Him in baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might also walk in newness of life. We too might walk in newness of life. The pathway is about, what does that truly mean? What does that truly mean? Well, if we look at Romans chapter 12, as we have to begin with the scripture this morning, he says, number one, appeal to you, or as other versions, my favorite way, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Well, that's one direction of how you folks do it. But Paul is very specific. It's not just one of those things that he writes. You should do this. He says, no, I beseech you. I appeal to you. It's with the same strength that a person would appeal to the court and not on a traffic fine. It's with the same strength that a man appeals to court for his life. He says, I appeal to you. I'm strong about this. I'm really concerned with you. Present your bodies